Typhoon Hagupit has swept strong winds and heavy rain across the Philippines, but is now weakening as it moves across the country. It's a huge relief for Filipinos still recovering from the super typhoon Haiyan, which killed more than 6,000 people last November. But there are fears the strong winds and rain will still trigger storm surges, floods and landslides. And there are reports at least three people have died in this event. Charities on the ground are now busy assessing what help is needed in the hardest hit areas. Samantha Donovan reports.
Last year's devastating Typhoon Haiyan has made Filipinos in this typhoon's path extra cautious. Nearly a million people reportedly moved to evacuation centres before it hit land on Saturday. Hagupit is forecast to continue moving west today. The Red Cross's Vincent Ballon is leading a team southeast of Manila in Catbalogan in western Samar. It's about an hour and a half's drive from Tacloban, where more than 6,000 people died last year. Mr. Ballon says the tale of the typhoon brought strong winds and rain overnight, but the conditions are calmer now.
We could see that there's the usual destruction after a typhoon, like electric poles, trees, roofing being destroyed. Now there are some areas which have not been yet assessed. So that's what we will do as of this morning. We in Calbayog yesterday, we had the feeling that there were more flooding in rice fields and around town. Now we will go north to assess the situation today and eastern Samar as well.
What are the big concerns?
Most probably the health of the population in a relocation center or outside, access to water, access to basic food, the fact that people can reach their families which are out of coverage because there's no electricity or no mobile network, just to try them to restore their family links.
What has the mood been amongst the people on Samar?
Filipinos are amazingly resilient. So even from yesterday, I mean, a lot of people were moving into town to go back to their house, trying to clean the streets, trying to fix their house. Looking from here in Catbalogan, life is starting again. Shops have reopened this morning, and you see the local authorities on the streets starting to fix as well the road, to cut the trees. So, life is starting again.
Do you think there's going to be any bad flooding in the area that you're in, or does it look like that threat has passed?
Samar has quite some mountainous area, so and so lowland array as well in eastern Samar. So we have to be ready to have landslide in the inland, to have some flooding area, some flooded area in other parts. So it's a little bit unexpected at the moment what we will see.
Like the Red Cross, Oxfam is also assessing where help is needed today. Justin Morgan is the charity's country director for the Philippines.
When we hear reports of flooding, particularly, we know that there's going to be a need to be supporting communities with access to clean water and sanitation. So for Oxfam, this would be the priority area. There are other teams in there that are also supporting in terms of medical supplies and treatment, as well as still making sure that the people that are in evacuation centres do have access to the most basic things of food and blankets and the like.
How much were you able to do prior to the typhoon hitting?
This typhoon came actually quite slowly, so there was a lot of preparation that was done in advance. Many agencies were able to pre-position different equipment and supplies along the projected path of the typhoon, and so this has been the case. Also making sure that the right staff are available to go in and start supporting from the very first stages. So this type of preparation has definitely helped, along with the fact that the government has really emphasised this time around the issue of storm surge. So evacuation centres and people living in low-lying areas that may have been affected by a storm surge were all moved out and moved to safe grounds. This would be the major lesson from Typhoon Haiyan.
Justin Morgan, he's Oxfam's country director for the Philippines, ending Samantha Donovan's report there.